Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight is our special night, which is Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We'll be doing some Light Ship healing probably in about 5 minutes or so. So just stay online here and you can have the light beings work with you. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday night. And our program tonight is all about connecting you more deeply and fully with your own divinity within you, and basically a night of healing. So like Ron said, we'll be going to Lightship very soon for healing, so you just want to request your own what you'd like to have a healing on just telepathically as we go to the Lightship. And you'll probably want to get the light being picture up in front of you on your monitor to help with the energies. To do that, just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS and scroll down until you see a picture of a beautiful light being there. And you'll actually be able to feel the energies as Ron brings them in and as you connect with them through your heart center. So just sit back, enjoy tonight's beautiful night of healing, and over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's first just do a emotional clearing for the last 5 days for everybody listening. This will also work on the archives, but the Lightship will not, okay? So when we go to the Lightship, you're going to feel the energy, but you won't actually be going to the Lightship. This only happens live. So let's do an emotional clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This is how quick these healings work. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And it's to help you integrate more of your spirit with your body, to have your spirit come more fully present in you, with you, so that you're able to have that divine communion. So let's become a heart center now. We'll drop you from your awakening consciousness into your heart. And dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Just think of an elevator dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll go to the Lightship now. We'd like to do that because a lot of people are listening back in New York, so hello, New Yorkers or East Coasters, and it's midnight, and it's after midnight now, so I'd like to have you go there so that you can have this wonderful healing since it's so late right now. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them in your consciousness. And here we go. Going up, so I'm going to count to five as we go up. You're going to feel the energy shift. We're going to energize a light being also at the same time. And again, bring it up on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're on the Lightship right now. And now we're going into the first room on the Lightship. Remember, we're talking with the light being doctors. You may even actually be able to see them, have the presence of their energy with you. So we'll bring that down right now. And we're going to bring in the energy from the dolphins. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you want to ask and, in a sense, command a healing right now because the light only sees you in the present moment. And you're bilocated. You're here where you are now listening. Plus, when you're not here, you're there on the light ship. And this is the way these healings work. The light ship creates a new spirit for your body, which came to the light ship. And so that way you can have a healing on the light ship. Most people are not fully in their body down here on the earth plane. Typically, you're If you're a new time listener here, you may only be 15 to 20% in your body with your own spirit. If you've been listening for quite a while, you might be as high as 60 or 70. So just by listening to these programs and doing the healings that we offer on the website, this brings in more spirit integration. And the more you're in your body, the more chance you have of having a healing. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's kind of the basics here. So let's go to another room, and we're going to bring in the energy from the dragonflies. Here comes this energy. And remember, these are conscious beings. On the light ship, these are light beings. They have not incarnated yet. So they're pure light, taking a physical form of where they're going, of the being that they're going to be in the next incarnation. So here comes the dragonfly energy. And I have to command it down here, so I either use stronger or I count. So we'll just use stronger at first here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who have physical pain in your body, we're going to do a clearing for that now. So here we go. Going into a special room. This room has a special energy coming to you, and you might feel it fill your body right now, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll put some music on so everybody can just kind of relax now and enjoy these wonderful healings. Remember, you have to request a healing. The light only sees you in the present moment. And in that present moment, you're in divine perfection. So whatever maladies your body has, you want to request a healing to change it from one state to another. Have a lot of peace energy. So here we go. Going into this room here. There's a lot of pink energy. Here it comes, the color of pink. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Energy for everybody here. So we're going to bring in the light beams. So we're going to change the light beams now that came in initially on your monitor screen. We're going to bring in the males. The males do a lot of healing on the light ship. Most of the healing is done by the male energies. Although the females are there to tell the males what to do. They help them out. It could be the between communication person between you and the males. But the females are in that role, kind of like a nurse to a doctor in a sense, although they're just as powerful. We'll bring the males in right now to help you bring in more energy into your body. So here we go. Stronger. Just watch your light beam on your monitor screen. You can see it change. Watch the eyes. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And let's bring in some more energy of peace. Here it comes. So stronger. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's go into another room on the light ship. Let's go to the room where they work with our muscles. Take away back tension. Let's work with our shoulders, our neck. And these are the females working with you right now. You might kick off your shoes, wiggle your toes a little bit. And here we go. They're coming to us right now. And again, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, request healing. You're in many rooms at one time right now. And here we go. And today has been a very strange day. Had a lot of people commenting on that as I talked with them throughout the day here. Maybe it's because it's 12:12 possibly. Who knows what that would really mean, but it's, like I say, whenever you have the same numbers of each month, stuff happens. So maybe it's the way the dark side creeps in here. Let's bring in another energy, and let's bring in an energy of self-empowerment. So what the light ship will do is bring in an energy of peace, and it'll have what you request for your own self-empowerment now. Remember, they do not judge you. They see you in pure divine perfection, but it's up to you to change the energy. So ask your spirit to connect with this energy. And whatever you need right now to feel better about your life, request that. So the energy will be coming to you. It's up to you to take the, say, the different frequency of that energy and change it for what you need. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's work on sinuses here. We did a long session with this on our last call with working with energies on our 8-hour call last Sunday also, so we're having a call again this coming Sunday tomorrow. So here comes energies to clear out your sinuses. So again, you want to request healing. You may have an infection. It could also be for your eyes, ears, and throat too, so you want to request what you'd like to this energy do for you. But I'll focus on sinuses right now for those of you out there who have a condition of that type of difficulty. So here we go, bringing in the energy. We're going to go into a special room, and we'll bring in the violet energy for this healing. So here it comes, the violet energy, stronger, stronger. This has golden speckles to it, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And a lot of people like the energy of Melchizedek, so we'll bring that energy in right now. So here he comes. He's on the light ship. This is his original spirit energy. And we know the energy down here is Melchizedek. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These are all heart-based energies. if you're listening and trying to figure out what we're doing, how these healings work in your head, that's the darkness. It'll never tell you. It doesn't have a clue. These are all heart-based healings done through and with your spirit. This is why you do not want to meditate during these healings, and why you must be present to take full advantage of the clearings. You have to be in your body to have the energy of the conduit from your spirit into your body down here in order to have what works in the light ship for you to work down here. So here we go. We're going to bring in some more of the energy of Melchizedek. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in another energy. This one here will be the energy of Saint Germain. A lot of people like Saint Germain's energy, so we're going to bring that in. This will be from the light ship, not the Federation energy. It's a totally different energy. We'll bring in the new energy of Saint Germain, which is a golden energy. His older energy was what's used as the violet flame. But this is his new energy, which he's had for probably the last 2 years or so, that he brought down here. So this is from the light ship, not from the Federation. So here we go. Here's Saint Germain coming. So stronger, stronger. This is spirit energy. Stronger, known to us as Saint Germain. Stronger. He's one of the light beings on the light ship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just kind of enjoy his energy. And now we're going to bring in the energy of gold. And this is his new frequency. Here it comes. So I'll count to 10. And you're going to feel the gold energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And enjoy this wonderful gold energy coming to you. The energy from this day, which is 12-12-09. Here we go. So if you're listening to an archive, you probably feel the energy shift instantly. So I'm going to count to 10 to command the light shift here, the energy to get it away. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You may feel your body relaxing now. You might feel some of that heart pain leaving you. You might feel the energy of maybe hopelessness, helplessness, despair being released right now from you. We'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'm going to bring in the love energy from the light ship, from the 12 source energies. Here comes number one energy. You can bring, if you wish, on your monitor screen, you can scroll down and bring up the picture of the light ship insignia. And it's also just underneath the fast chat, too, if you wish. You can click on it there. So here we go. Source energy number one. I'll count to five as it comes in. There's 12 of them that created you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 2 energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We're going to one final room on the light ship. This is the room where they have the beautiful crystal shield of amethyst. Here we go. Coming in. Coming down here. And you're levitating in this room right now. And here comes this wonderful amethyst energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Just kind of sit back, relax, and listen to the music for a couple of minutes here. Source energies for everybody right now. Here we go. They'll all be increased at one time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Light ship, so we're going into the orientation room. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors, and from there, that's how the healings work. And they also, the effectiveness is according to the predisposition of all of your stored judgments in your DNA from how healings work, which is your spiritual separation from the source energy, which is what the judgment actually is. So here we go. We're coming back down. If you brought any animals or pets up, they're now going to be joining you. You might look at your animals or pets and just see how they're doing. So coming back down, I'll count to five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. And we'll check out for fast chat questions. And also, if you wish to call in, you can. We'll answer.
Yeah, let me give everyone the call-in number for tonight. So it's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And I hear a beep. So do we have a caller with us right now?
Yeah, hi, it's Judy. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, Judy.
Hi, thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Well, my request was a dear friend died last week, and today was part of the service where we sprinkled his ashes in the ocean, and tomorrow is the second part of the service, but then I've also had my boyfriend who was going to call, didn't call all weekend, so I'm kind of heartbroken over that, too, besides the loss of a dear, dear friend. So my heart, going up to the lights would definitely help, but I know there's some heartbreak in there, and just wondering if you could help with that, please, Ron.
Are you ready?
Well,
here
yes,
we go. Some of that heart energy from you here that's bothering you here. So here we go. This will work for everybody else online here. So just kind of sit back, relax. You might get kind of teary-eyed here as it gets pulled out of you here. Here we go. Coming out. Oh, man, there's a lot of sadness out there. That's what I was picking up earlier was despair and sadness, hopelessness. Okay, it's coming out of everybody here listening. Oh, man. Okay, coming out. So if you do get teary-eyed or get a little emotional, it's perfectly fine. So here we go. Coming out. There we go. More is coming out here. There. And as soon as this leaves, your spirit is going to come back into you in this area to hold integrity here. And there we go. More is coming out. A lot of stuff here for everybody. Wow. There we go. And again, we'll do a clearing here like we did last week for the, we did a clearing for emotional bodies and also some of the spirits that are, that were, or were hanging around from Pearl Harbor from December 7th. So we'll just do some more energy work here. There we go. Taking some of these energies away here of sadness. There we go. These emotional bodies. There we go. You might go online, Judy, and do the emotional clearing, or maybe even just go on the emergency clearing and have the emotional body of this person who left taken away. Okay? That way.
Okay.
Service will be a lot easier because that emotional body hops and disrupts people because it's very sad because it lost, you know, its living life form. So here we go, coming out. There we go. There.
So go on the emergency healing and have, say that again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, have the light being take away the emotional body of your friend that no longer
that's
is living because it's probably... still recycling here, looking around for a body to go into. Remember,
okay.
It'll eventually turn into what you call an entity or a ghost, and it will can even be coming into you, causing you sadness and everybody else that it has known. You know, this person has known throughout their lifetime. So, the emergency healing would take care of that for you. Well, this one person, mm-hmm. So you just enter the name in and have the light being taken away. There
mm-hmm.
we go. There. Okay. How's that feel, everybody? Hope it's a little lighter for all of you. There. How you feeling, Judy?
I was definitely teary-eyed when you were doing that. I'm feeling a little calmer. Still a little sad, but probably the emergency healing.
Yep. That's what it's there for. Oh, for your newcomers listening, it's on the website, on the left-hand side. It'll say emergency healing. Just go in there and, you know, this is what it's designed for. That's just exactly why I put it up, for stuff that's kind of beyond our control. So thank you for calling, Judy, and I hope that helped you out.
Thank you, Ron.
Very welcome. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Yep, got another beep, sounds like, huh?
Yeah, it sounds.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello. Yes, I had a comment and a question, Ron.
I love your comments and questions, so go ahead, Larry.
Okay, thank you. So it seems that the shapeshift, similar to the last caller, it seems that the shapeshifters can make us disappear and reappear in a cologne body and transport us back and forth if our light isn't strong enough. And it also seems that people argue if with one another if their spirit goes into a clone body, and then they can also, and they feel rejected, but, and then if their spirit goes into the other person's, one another's clone body, then they can feel really abandoned, really upset, are rejected even more so, and abandoned about that. So it seems that it can be worse. The more they push things, the worse it can be for them. The more they stay in spirit, the easier it is for them. So my request would be, could we get a clearing to take the clone bodies to the light?
Okay, we can see what we can do with this here. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So the difficulty with this, okay, I'll do the healing, but the difficulty is that these clone bodies are on dark side planets. And so if you're living in one of these bodies now, the clone body may not want to go to the light. But if it does, or the shapeshifter or whatever could be with you, inhabiting your body with you that you may not even know anything about, we'll give it that opportunity. So here we go.
Okay.
So we'll bring all these energies that were not created by the light, which we'll just call dark beings, dark side energies. And if they wish to come into the light without being terminated, okay, because when the light sees them, they terminate them. So they should not be in our area of consciousness here and you know, playing in our sandbox, okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is allow them now to go to the light. And here we go. So if they want to leave, they can. And they can see what it's like. Have a little sample of that if they wish to have a spirit. Then they can take their own body. Doesn't matter how it was created or what it even looks like. It'll now become a body that will be in the light as just another light life form. So here we go. I'll count to 10 and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We're going to run the energy through the light beam here. And then it'll probably go from the light beam to myself and then to the light ship. So here we go. Coming in. So there they are. Okay, so 1, count to 10 as they start to leave. 2, so if your body kind of shakes or you kind of quiver a little bit or maybe have tingles, means that you had something probably in you and it's leaving. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, there's some leaving. This is wonderful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they can also bring their relatives and friends and whatever races they wish to have go to the light right now if they wish to do that. It can be for more than one being. Here we go. Even a universe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feel, Larry?
That feels very good.
Yep, it's very nice. Yeah, this is one of the nice things that I love doing is to help out these beings that really have no way of coming into the light, and now they have a chance to do that. So this is what Jesus mentioned about like turning the other cheek, in a sense, love your neighbors. You know, it's kind of all that same philosophy. The light doesn't judge anything. It only will truly judge it when it's interfering with its consciousness. And then it has to do the ascension every 2,000 years to get the darkness out of its creation. But it doesn't judge anything, which is sometimes a little mind-twisting and disconcerting for some people because they realize that they have been messed with their whole lifetime by these dark side beings, and how can they now not have any kind of retribution or anything like that and get a free ticket to the light? And this is just the way the light works. It doesn't judge anything, but it will judge at the ending times what's in its creation trying to kill it. So then it defends itself, which is what the earth spirit now is doing. So it's a little different way of looking at it, but if you look at the true teachings of Jesus, you know, he talks about that. And this is why it says to love your neighbors. Okay, so thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Welcome. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Oh, I just heard another beep.
I love it. This is great.
I know. Who's there?
Hi, it's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Welcome.
Hi, it's so funny. I'm listening on my headphones, and I didn't realize there's a delay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Larry had gotten off. I just remembered, because when I had done the Clone Body Clone Earth last year, it was right after that night, I believe, on the show, you said all of a sudden a lot of dark beings wanted to go to the light, and I remember feeling really happy about that, not knowing there was a connection. So it's very strange that Larry brought it up again, and it just reminded me about that day that I had my Clone Body Clone Earth done, and that was just the current lifetime ones. My next step is probably the past life ones, and I have a question now that I have you here. The mind-created ones that are past lives, isn't that also it's always mind-created, any of the parallel lives that we have, practically? It's just that it's...
Good question there. Okay. The mind-created ones are the ones that you fantasize yourself.
Oh.
So
with my own consciousness, in other words.
Consciousness. Creating a movie script for you.
But
so you
isn't the mind matrix interfering? Maybe it's not really mine. Maybe the mind matrix was part of that process. It could have been, I was manipulated, I believe.
Yeah, but also people do create their own. Remember, because you're at free choice to create a reality. And so,
Virtual
reality, even though you're doing that. So using the light to create a reality for yourself, okay? I guess a way of saying that differently is some people do, let's just say an actor or actress, right? They're playing a different person when they go on, the screen or, in front of people in a play. So they're actually recreating themselves, okay, in a different reality. And so they're using the light to do that with. Because they're using their consciousness. Hopefully it's a light consciousness that they're using, because they're going to probably be in the moment as they perform. So they're actually doing that. And so you can create a false reality for yourself. There are people who, what's that game, Dungeons and Dragons or something, I think, that people take on role models, on this game. And then from there they, create a character, I guess, and they live that character when they're playing this game. So this is kind of very similar. So your mind can create, with the light, an illusionary life, okay, besides what you have here. And then you also have the dark side, like you're talking about clone bodies, cloned energies, cloned planets, that your spirit goes into. So that's another way of looking at it. So did I answer that question for you, Paul?
I'm just actually making the connections. I'm realizing almost any form of entertainment is the same thing. It's all bringing you into some fantasy. Like you'll read a romance novel and you wish you were there. You watch some soap operas. You act like you're in it. You act like you're a part of this family that you're watching. It's all part of that whole mind-created version. My goodness, can we have a sample? I'd like to see how much I feel when you do that.
Okay, so...
Past and future, can sample those.
Okay, so let's see how we're going to do this one here. I'll have you guys do this, because I don't know what really to look at. So I'm going to go back... I'll go back 2 weeks, okay?
Okay.
And... you're going to have to probably think of a situation that you created, okay? And this might be hard for a lot of you to think of something. But think of something that you created that maybe was, it could be negative or positive, makes no difference, okay? But something that you were involved with, that you created.
I want to interrupt you 1 second. Only because you had done the mind matrix disconnected for me. So I feel that whatever you do today, is going to make a big, I mean, I'm going to really feel it because of that disconnect. So
yeah.
Everything that I was connected to was probably totally fabrication of my own mind.
Yep, so here we go. We'll just go back 2 weeks here, so just see how the energy feels for you. We're going to have your spirit pick out something that is holding it, say, in bondage, okay, because you may not actually know yourself. So we'll get something that your spirit realizes that is holding it in bondage, lack of energy, forcing it to do something. I'm not saying the right words here, so I'm trying to figure out what to say. But let's just try this and just sit here, because some people won't know what they created, okay, because they're used to just living life, not realizing that every day of your life you are creating something. So here we go. Let's go back 2 weeks. So I'll count to 10. We'll clear that from 2 weeks to today. So in fact, we'll just do that as 14 days. So 14 days. So first day cleared, second day cleared, third day cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, and 14 cleared. There we go. So how do you feel, Pauline? Do you feel any energy shifting?
I feel like something got erased out of me.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go.
Deleted programs or something really disappeared.
Yep. Got rid of some programs there. Yep. Uh-huh. Remember, in case you're new to the program here, a pun on words here, you do have programs, just like your computer, that run. And unfortunately, you know, like with Windows, we'll say, if you're a PC person, you know, you put the mouse on it and you click it. Well, most of the time, you don't have control of that mouse. The aliens have the mouse. And they move it around. They click these programs on. They get activated with you. And they activate your DNA, and they do things to you that way. So I think most of you probably understand that. But for a regular first-time listener, that's one way to kind of recognize that. That's why your only protection is to be in the present moment with your spirit. And then those programs can't be activated when you're in the present moment. So what would you like to do next, Pauline?
Did you do the future life one? Future,
we just did the last
version
2 weeks
of the mind creation?
Yes, so we're going to do the same process. And this is what the dark side, okay, has in store for you for the next 2 weeks. Very interesting here. This is how the dark side is choosing to control your mind through your experience, okay? Remember, you're on the conveyor belt of time, so this is what we're going to take away now. It'll be very, very interesting here. So I want everybody to think of, just to notice, maybe you have thoughts right now of what you want to do. Maybe you had planned to go out and, since it's Christmas time, to buy a certain thing for somebody. And maybe when you get done with this clearing in the next 2 minutes, you're not going to want to do that. I don't know. But remember, you're on a time reality, and people's thoughts can also control your thoughts, so, and control this reality too. So it gets kind of complicated, but here we go. So we're going into the future. So we're doing tomorrow next here, and I don't normally clear future stuff. So 1 day cleared, going to 2 days in the future. So 2 cleared, 3 cleared, wow. 4 cleared, 5 cleared, 6 cleared, and 7 cleared, 7 days from now, a week away. Oh, boy. 8 cleared, 9 cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, and 14 cleared. But this is all dealing with negative dark side energies. Remember, the light only works in the now. So we just got into the darkness. So, Pauline, any comments there? Or anybody else?
It's going to be very interesting to see what it readjusts in my life, because things are scheduled and plans that I had made already are starting to shift. So what you just did probably really will shift it totally to completely opposite of what I had originally planned, probably.
I'm sure that your reality now, for the people listening, will be changed, okay? Because you were kind of like a horse with blinders on, you know, walking down this road without knowing which way you're going, but you had a destination that you could see ahead of you, but you couldn't see anything to the sides. And now you're going to have full vision. And you might say, I don't want to do that, or I choose not to do that. Or maybe you're on the wrong conveyor belt. You know, maybe you plan to do something, and now you look at it and you go, you know, I was kind of being controlled somehow, and I don't want to do that, whatever it was. Now I'm at choice, whether before you were kind of being pushed and prodded to do something. So very interesting. This will be interesting clearing for all of you out there. You're going to wake up tomorrow and say, my life is different now.
Well,
okay,
I'm going on your intensive tomorrow, so my life is always different when we go on your intensives.
Yeah, so we have that tomorrow happening. Do you want to explain what you felt, Pauline? Give a little plug for us here.
Of what? Of the intensive?
Yeah, why don't you tell people what it's like if they haven't
been
on it.
Well, I guess I'm not a seer, so I always get disappointed hoping that someday I'll see, but I do feel if I don't come on the intensives when I'm absentee, I'm probably better off because I'm always thinking, but I like hearing when I actually come on for the whole time and listen in and you share, because you know some of us don't see, but it's nice to, you know, I do know I feel better because I sometimes come on these calls and I'm feeling horrible, and then by the end of it, especially when you do all the water charging and I'm drinking it and the whole thing, then I really feel, you know, everything shifts at that point. And like I had said, I think I had given a testimonial about having put my son on the intensive just the last second and didn't realize what happened to him, that it was, you know, it was his very first time and there was a big shift in him. He doesn't know it. He doesn't realize it. If I told him what happened and that was the cause of it, he probably doesn't want to ever go on again. But it was important that whatever the pus that they took out of him was probably like stored, whatchamacallit, waste products from those alien parasites. So it's like just having other people that I'm helping, I see the difference in them. And not that I don't see it in me, but it's much more obvious when I see it in others, you know. So.
But you made a nice comment there. Remember the mind on people, sometimes when you tell them something, their mind will take it and they go, no, I don't want to do that. And that's what they really need the most. And so even if he said he doesn't want to go, the spirit will always say yes, and you know, Pauline could do his son over again, even though he may not choose consciously with his mind. Okay, he's not using his heart; he's using his mind. And remember, the mind will never want you to do anything with the creation light ship. Okay, because the mind doesn't want to be put into wholeness. So that's the way it works. What we did today now is we took some of those beings, those creatures, whatever. Out of everybody that was inside of, you know, maybe you or some of the people online here, and they had a choice, and they chose to go to the light ship. Remember, on down the road here, the choice will be the same thing in the future as the light ship does the ascension. Remember, the light's only in the now, so for the light ship, there's really no future, but we do have a time-based reality here. So at some point, they're going to say, in our time-based reality, this is ascension. And then at that point in time, these beings will have the choice, if they're still in you, okay, to go to the light or to be completely annihilated, terminated. They will be loved to death because they should not be here in your reality of consciousness. There should be absolutely zero alien interference with you. All we should have here is humans talking with humans. There should not be anything typically going outside of yourself. There shouldn't be any churches. It should just be you talking, communicating with your spirit and other people in the present now. This is what the light created. This is the foundation of the light. Everything that is not of that is of the darkness. So that's kind of how the teachings of Jesus is. And that's the main foundation to the light ship. This is what their premise is, and this is what they hold to. Because if they deviated at all from that, this is why they did a healing on the darkness. Because they have so much love for every creation. Even if they didn't create it, they will allow it to come into light. And some people, like I said, have a hard time understanding that. But remember, this is pure love energy. And love energy loves. So I'll just say that's the kind of the way it works here. So this is how what the show is dedicated to, is to love of your own spirit and love of the divine, and for you to come more into love consciousness of this energy in your body. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. And thank you for calling, Pauline.
Thank you. Thank you, Pauline. That was wonderful and great questions. And that was so interesting, Ron, about just the clearing that you did to, I guess, just disconnect us from whatever the dark side had planned for the next couple of weeks. And that was very powerful. And, you know, the clearing that you have tomorrow, the intensive, the 8-hour intensive, the people that are on that are actually on the light ship in between those Sundays, and they're continuing to work on that, what they're doing on the weekends. And it seems like they've really been stepping up today. Have you noticed that too?
Yes, and that is true. And what's going to happen, if you're the first timer doing one of these calls, maybe you just got plugged into this radio program here, you can come on it for one time. It's perfectly fine. You don't have to feel like you, because you haven't been on the previous one or ones, that, you know, that you're not going to get any benefit out of it. And tomorrow what we're going to be working with, we do amber blood, which is the golden blood into our body, which is wonderful. These are also due on, you know, the 4-hour Saturday calls that we have once a month. But we're going into the alien parasites here. But we're going to be doing a amber, lymphatic system clearing, okay? So it'll be like the amber blood, but it'll be amber energy, gold energy into your lymphatic system.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be incredible.
That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow also. And this is 8 hours of this work. So this one tomorrow should kick butt very nicely.
Yeah, I already feel I'm doing the work on the lymph, actually.
Yep.
Started today.
Yeah,
I'm
so you guys
really
aren't
feeling it.
All. See, what happens is when I communicate what's going to be happening on the light ship, even like on today's event, say, that we went to, I get the information after it's normally happened, okay? So normally I'm probably between maybe 1, 2, 3 seconds behind. So a lot of people, especially the seers, will actually see where we're going, and then they'll listen to me talking, saying where we're going. And they're already there, and they know about that. So if you have been on the calls and you're signed up, you know, like from the last Sunday, then you probably have had your lymphatic system worked on today. And they're preparing you for that. And so that's kind of what I'm saying is, and if you don't feel it, you will feel it tomorrow. But if you have, you know, that insight, and not everybody has the insight, and you don't have to have insight to have these healings work. So it's not a prerequisite in order to be a seer, a feeler, a psychic, or anything else. You just need to show up. That's all that's required. And your mind, like I said, will always tell you that you're perfectly fine. Nothing's wrong with you. You don't need these things. But this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So are you willing to you know, come forth to work with the same energy that Jesus used? And this is what we're doing, same process. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, and you were talking with Pauline about the whole process of the light ship and how in the healings that they're doing, the clearings that they're doing, and when they work with dark side energies, they just use pure love energy.
Yes,
and I thought it would be wonderful. I don't think we've done this in quite a while, but sometimes in the past, couple of times on the radio show, you brought in the defense fleet from the light ship, and that way people could feel what you're talking about, or, you know, most could sense it in some way about that pure love energy.
Okay. So here, bring up the, I guess, the lightship insignia, and we'll bring in the defense fleet ships here, so you can actually feel these lightships that battle the darkness here. So there's no residue with them of having maybe some dark side being, you know, attached to the lightship. The energy is so pure that it the darkness just gets terminated. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. And these, this energy will be with you for half past the hour here. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. And just watch the lightship insignia. It should be changing colors now. So 1, 2, 3, feels great to me, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll answer one question here that I see in my fast chat. It's from Hi. It says, why didn't the lightship terminate them 2,000 years ago? Well, I'm sure they did. But people still go to church. People still honor and pray to these alien gods outside of themselves. And so the problem with humanity is the fault of the people. Humanity is bringing in the darkness. And so the lightship comes to help you out to get rid of the darkness that the people bring in. Now, this is why I mentioned on certain dates, like, you know, today is 12/12. You know, yeah, you know, it's one of these power days that people use. Naturally, you know, we're in 09, so September 9th of 09 was a big power day, too. And people do these meditations. They bring in love and peace energy. The worst thing for this planet, for the most recent thing, was the harmonic convergence in 1987. That brought a lot of aliens in here, alien energies and parasites, etc. You know, watch the movie The Mist. So anyway, and it's not the lightship's responsibility to police this. They give you your spirit so you can connect to your heart center to be connected to the divine. So it's the people on this planet that have chosen darkness. Then the lightship gives you free choice to choose darkness. So I will let you go with that. So our next program will be on BBS at 4 o'clock Monday. And tomorrow's our wonderful event, which is an 8-hour call. The next week will be Saturday, a 4-hour call, and Sunday, an 8-hour call. And then we have our very, very special event on January 2nd. It's $20. And if you wish to get on that, it'll be a 4-hour call of actually sensing what the lightship will bring to the Earth spirit, this planet. Remember, the Earth spirit brings the energy in for ascension for the next year of 2010. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And stay in the light. The lightship defense fleet is here. You can connect to it if you wish. Feel the love energy. You cannot go on these little ships, but the energy is here coming through the BBS program here. So, and that will work in the archive. The lightship healings will not. So blessings to all of you. And
blessings, everyone. Yeah, it feels wonderful. The light defense fleet is just really amazing. So thank you, Ron, so much. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And hopefully you'll join with Ron on tomorrow's call. Just give him an email or a call if you'd like to participate in that incredible healing experience.
Yep, and I'll be connecting with people the last hour before we get on. It starts at 10 o'clock PST, 1 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for all the callers. Good evening. Goodbye.
Night.
Night.